This ROFM podcast was brought to you with the support of New Zealand On Air.
Hello, it's Donna here from Blind. No, not Blind and Knitting. It's Donna here from Botawaru Trust. That was Janet Frame's poem. It was the 50th poem that's been played in the 100 poems that ROFM are playing. And I have read quite a few of Janet Frame's books, and they are fabulous and well worth a read. She's a woman that I admired for her survival, really, and a very talented writer. So I hope you enjoyed that. So it's Donna here from Motuaru Development. It's been a little while, actually. I feel a wee bit rusty. I couldn't make last month, so it's been 2 months. So I do feel a little rusty, but I hope you're all well, and I hope you are ready to listen to my show. I am the owner of a business in town, which is Motuaru Development Services, and that is a business that helps and supports families in our community. I have some social workers that work out in the community supporting vulnerable families, and I have counselling. I do some counselling, and we do parenting programs. We do lots and lots of workshops, and so it's a very busy place, and we're out there to support people. Our phone number is 0800 171 080, and I'll repeat that again at the end of the show. But you can also find us by looking on finding our website, so Motuaru, so Motuaru Development Services. So welcome everyone. Today I thought I would talk two subjects if I have the time, but the first subject is our next program that we're going to be running in Motuaru, and this program is called Life Workshop, and life has two L's, so it's L-L-I-F-E, which is short for Living Life in Fullness Every Day. So it's a program that I created, gosh, many years ago now, at least 20 years ago, with a friend of mine who's a psychologist, and he helped me put it together, and another friend of mine who has a master's in social work. So I created this workshop, and then I got my two colleagues to have a good look through and add, take away, juggle it around, see what they thought as well, edit it, and we've been running it ever since. It's been a fantastic program that really helps people. The goal in the program is to kind of help people when you're stuck and help you move forward. So it is a forward-moving program based on journaling and goal setting. We go through lots of subjects, and what I thought I would do is talk through each of the weeks. It's a six-week program. Talk through each of the weeks, what we touch on and what to expect. Because if you're interested, we're going to be running one this term. It'll be a Wednesday morning at 10 o'clock, and it should start the third week of the term. So I'm sounding a little vague on that because we just confirmed that today. But keep an eye out on our Facebook page, etc., and or give us a ring if you are interested. And you are welcome to come and join us. So, as I said, it's a six-week workshop, and it is based on journaling activities and goal setting. One of the first things we do is learn about how to journal. Now, if you are struggling with journaling, or if you struggle with the written word, or not sure if that's you, I just ask that you give it a try. You don't have to write grammatically. You can draw pictures, you can you can stick things in the workbook. So there's lots of alternative ways to manage the journaling, but it is part of it. And so, but if you do have issues with it, don't feel embarrassed. Come and talk to me, and we can find ways around that. There's other ways of doing things. There's always other ways of doing things. Flexibility is one of my best friends. And so that's week one. So week one, we kind of set the scene. So we are given a journal that we can do a colour a front page, and then we have some activities to do to start adding into our journals, and we learn about why we journal, we learn about the medical reasons why we journal and the mental health reasons why what happened when we're journaling. Then we start looking at goal setting and start, because we will be start setting goals through the workshop. So we start looking at goal setting and how to do that and what's the best way for us to be able to start setting some goals. So I think the first activity we do is if we set three goals that will be for 1 week, and that can be as simple as get that load of washing that's folded that, you know, has been sitting on the couch for a week, or get those dishes that are done that have been there for a while. So it can be, you know, quite simple goals, but they can really make you feel good if you've got a goal and you achieve it. And then three goals that you will achieve within the 6 weeks that the workshop's going for, and then three goals that are more lifelong goals, so, you know, 1 year, 5 years, depending on how far forward you want to consider. So that's the first week, is around goal setting. And I'll just pull up my board of paper. So it's around goal setting, journaling, problem assessment. So it's another thing that we will look at is, you know, what are your issues? What are your challenges? What are the things? Why did you come, basically? What is it you want to gain, and what do you want to get out of this workshop? And so that's a really good one, because that's kind of the starting point. It's definitely a workshop that doesn't look back over time, but like counselling, when you do look back into what's happened to you in your past and work through those emotions and etc., this isn't to do this. This is moving forward. It's a forward-facing program. But sometimes our past is a great lesson, and we can learn from it. So sometimes we'll pop back into the past to say, yes, I did that well, and what can I learn from it? Or, yes, I didn't do that so well, what can I learn from that? So sometimes we will do that. But problem assessment, so it's basically working out what areas our challenges are. And we'll look at, there's eight areas that make up the whole human being, so eight areas that make up the whole pie, basically. So for those eight areas, they are intimacy, which is your immediate partner in relationship with that person, family and friends and your relationships with them, your social connections, what do you have out in the community socially, your physical, how do you take care of your body, what do you do to support your body, your spiritual, so that's not religion, that is more around your spirit, your soul, your being, your sense of worth, your wairua, how do you take care of that, knowledge, how do you give yourself knowledge, how do you learn, how do you stimulate your brain, hobbies, what blows your hair back, what do you do that's fun, what do you do that's good for you, and lastly work paid and unpaid, so what do you do for that. So those are the eight areas that we will look at within the whole 6 weeks, but make sure that we touch on each of those areas so that we're looking at the whole you. Sometimes, particularly in therapy or counselling, you know, we'll pick one thing. We'll say, okay, today we're going to look at, you know, what you can do for your social connections, and you'll work through that. But when we do activities in this workshop, we're going to hopefully look through the whole eight areas to make sure that we've got a well-rounded goals and help moving forward. Then we're going to look at the hierarchy of needs. Now, I have talked about the hierarchy of needs before on this program. I've talked about it on the hierarchy of need was created by a chap called Maslow, and it was around what motivates people. What do people need to build on to become a deeper person, a higher functioning person. So the first level, it's a triangle, and the first level at the bottom, the widest bit, is our safety needs. It's around what we, the first thing we need to be able to become a better person is safety, food, water, safety. Those are critical. All of those absolutely critical things that we need are down the bottom. And then we look at each of the next steps up this triangle and look at how, you know, what's happening in our world, and where are we in this stage of triangle of Maslow's. And, you know, sometimes we're up a little higher and then something will happen, like we'll get a massive power bill or something, and then we plummet down lower, and then we move our way back up and down, up and down. So it's really useful to be able to work out where we're at and how the Maslow's triangle helps us work out where we are and what we need to be able to move forward, or well, up the triangle, but move forward in life. So that's week one, and those are the things that we would look at on the first week. What your challenges are, what brought you to the workshop. Here's how we're going to start. This is the journaling and how we're going to work with that, and we'll manage that around everybody's different frames of learning and grammar, etc., and where we are at within our world at the moment, so where we're sitting in the hierarchy of needs. So week one, that will be really good. Then week two, so week one and week two, what we're really doing is we're really looking at what the issues are. So it's unpacking what they are. So you're not going to get a great deal of answers within the first 1 or 2 weeks. It's really looking at where are my challenges and which area should I concentrate on the most to move forward. What is it that is preventing me from moving forward? What is creating this being stuck feeling? So the next week, week two, we're going to start looking at food and exercise. Now, this isn't like Weight Watchers, where we're going to weigh you and give you a diet. It's got nothing to do with diet. It's around how do I feed myself and how do I exercise myself so that my mental health and my wairua, etc., is being taken care of. So it is not a weight shame or anything like that. It is really around what are the things that I need to do to keep my mental health well. And then we look at communication styles. So how do you communicate? How do you talk to your friends? How do you talk to your family? How do you talk to your workplace colleagues or social connections? And are they communications that are deep and rich, or are they challenging? And if they're challenging, why are they challenging? What are the differences in how you communicate? And what are the things that you can understand about how other people communicate and understand about how you communicate or what your needs are? So there's a, you know, that's a great session on that. I really enjoy that session. And then we look at, let's have a look. I can't read that from here. Oh, look good, feel good. So if we don't feel well, if we don't feel mentally strong or mentally well or physically well, it shows in our appearance. You know, people can see it. They can say, oh, you're just not feeling, looking like you're on top of things. So sometimes, you know, if you feel good in what you're wearing and know what suits you and how you can dress to give yourself strength. For example, power dressing. What are the clothes, coloured clothes that I can wear that make me feel calm? What are the clothes that I can wear that make me feel strong and powerful? For example, politicians will often wear red, white and black. They are very power-driven colours. So if you have a look on any politicians or any business people that are trying to be strong and give a good, strong message, they will often wear red, white and black. If you have a job interview or a challenging communication you need to do, wear those colours. They are strength-based colours. So we talk a lot about, you know, the colours and what suits you and what doesn't suit you, and how you can feel good within your body. Again, it is not a shame thing. It is what is the best for you. So that's week number two. So week number three, we'll talk about that one and then maybe we'll have a song, shall we? So this is, I'll just remind you, it's Donna here from Motoro Development, and I'm just talking about our next workshop, which will be our life workshop, Living Life in Fullness Every Day. And it's a goal-setting, forward-moving program that we put on to help people who feel stuck, who want to move forward, who feel that they are ready to do something new or move forward or are just stuck where they are and want to work forward from that. So this is week number three. Now, week number three, we're going to look, this is when we start looking at some nitty-gritty stuff. So we're getting into the bones of things. We're getting into the deeper things. So, and as I said, we don't look back, but we will be looking at guilt and negative core beliefs. So, you know, guilt can hold us back. If we've got guilt's negative, the way we talk to ourselves can hold us back, or negative core beliefs, things that you've been told when you were young that come back and, you know, in your head all the time, like, you know, Mum used to say I was this and Dad used to say I was this and so now I believe I'm this. And so how do you manage those, and what do they look like for you, and how do they prevent you from moving forward? Then we will look at the past, and this is to learn from. So it's, you know, looking at things that have happened in the past and assessing, what did I do well? You know, the past can be a great teacher. What did I do well, or what could I have done better? Was there anything I could have done differently? If I was in the same situation today, would I have done the same thing? And, you know, in so many years' time, is it still as big as it felt then? You know, how important was it then, and how important does it feel now? So assessing all of those things. The next one's a really interesting one, and it's called Where Do I Do My Living? So that is really looking at by living, there are three layers. We look at it in three levels. The first one is sort of our strengths, our resources, our connections, and those sorts of things. And then the next one is our emotional living. Where does all of our thoughts, not our thoughts, our feelings, our emotions, those are the next ones we look at. And then the next one we look at is our thought patterns and our thinking and what's going on in our head. And so we look at those three areas in a specific way so that you can see where you spend most of your time. Is it in, which area is it in, and which area should I really concentrate on at looking at? It's no good really looking at all of your emotional needs when it's your head that's feeling overwhelmed and your thought patterns that are really feeling upset and skittish. You've really got to know which one, or is it, you know, that I have very poor or weak social connections and family connections, and is that something that I need to spend time on? So again, that's really looking at what's another area that I need to focus on, and how do I focus on that? It's ensuring that you're focusing on the right areas and connecting, doing the things that will help and support in that way. Finding our strengths. So this is looking back at those and looking forward. What are the things that, again, we have done well? What are the things that I'm strong at? What do I know that I do good? What do I know that I can do well? And really assessing those, and how to use those in your world now. Because it's, you know, all well and good knowing them, but do we use them when it's important? And how do we do that? What's the best way to do that? And then stopping complications. My partner says a great thing, and he regularly says it. It's life is simple. We complicate it. And it's very, very true. We do complicate and can complicate our lives. So, you know, are there things that we can do in our world that can complicate, you know, that we really could put aside while things are happening? Are there things that we can just move to the side and pick up again later? How important is it that you do such and such? You know, what will that achieve, and is it going to support you and benefit you with this growth that you want now? So that's week 1, 2, and 3 of our life program. By then, we will have looked at a lot of the areas where you've got challenges. We've probably pushed a few buttons and so it made you start thinking, oh, you know, that I didn't want to look at that area, or yes, this is the area that is not great for me and I'm getting a bit upset. So we can certainly help and support in that way. We try and make this a very nurturing program. So we're not peeling away layers of your life and leaving you very exposed. We do it in a very safe and controlled way. Excuse me. And also, we do it in a way that is supportive. So that's week three. So what we might do now is have a wee song, and then we can come back and look at what the rest of the life program will offer. So here we go. Oh, no, it's not going to go for me. Oh, Donna, there we go. Look, I had it all ready. Sorry, guys, bear with. I'm not sure if people know this, but I am legally blind. I have a guide dog, Kenzie, who's sitting under my desk. Unfortunately, she can't help me pushing that button. Here we go. Here is a beautiful song.
Every day is so wonderful, and suddenly it's hard to breathe.
Trying hard to fill the air.
what a beautiful voice that woman has. Just lovely. I hope you enjoyed that. It's Donna here from Motuoru Development Services, and we are today talking about our life workshop, which is coming up this term. So if you're interested, you can pop into 41 Perry Street to the Wairarapa Community Centre and ask for Donna, or have a look on our Facebook page, or ring 0800 080171, and or have a look on Arrow FM 92.7's Arrow FM's web page. Sorry, I lost my track of thread there. They have a really good website that you can go onto, and you can look back on podcasts, on radio shows. We have a Motuoru Youth that do a show once a month here. I can't remember which week of the month it is, but you can bring them up on their website. And I listened to the last show. I try and listen to them all, but some of them are on a difficult time for me because I'm working. But the last one I listened to was just great. I mean, yes, it's teenagers who giggle and have a little... They had a play and a game at the beginning of it while they were introducing themselves, but then they started some serious talk about mental health. And I thought, gosh, it's so refreshing to hear youth talking. You know, they had some really good tips and some for youth and really just... Excellent. So I really thoroughly enjoyed listening to that and was quite impressed by our young youth. They were wonderful. So we have been talking about life. I've talked about the first 3 weeks and what you would expect if you came to our life workshop. And so now I'm going to talk about the next 3 weeks, which would take us to the end of the workshop, and what you would expect from those 3 weeks. So life is a living life in fullness every day, forward moving workshop to help you work forward with your life challenges. So weeks 1, 2, and 3, we've been doing some sort of unpacking of what your issues are, starting to really get to know what the challenges are, what direction to start looking in, that sort of thing. And now we're going to start doing some more of the work. So the first one we're going to look at is, what are our social connections? We are social beings, and whether we like it or not, we need social connections. Even if we have some things like we're an extreme introvert, or we have some challenges like if we are possibly on the spectrum, autistic spectrum, you know, all of those things do make social connections challenges, but we do still need them in some way or another. So we've got to find ways of doing that are fulfilling for us, but actually work for us. And I think this is, excuse me, I've got a little tickle in my throat, but so I think, you know, that's a key to this workshop, is actually we really look at you as an individual, not as a whole group of people. We try and keep it small, so the groups are very small, and we try and make it so that you're actually looking at yourself as an individual, because otherwise there would be no point, because we are individuals. So then we would look at altruism. So altruism is, you know, giving out, helping, supporting, giving out. So we start looking at how can you start being altruistic in your world, which will benefit you in the long run. There is a really wonderful give back in to yourself if you give out, and be altruistic without expecting things to come back. There's a really wonderful blessing around that, so we'll talk about that. I'm sorry, I really can't see this at the moment. Talking risks, taking risks. I know I have done a brain talking about stress and the brain on one of my shows here, but when we are not when we are not coping very well and we are stressed, our brain, the parts of the brain that do things like impulse behaviour, controlling impulse behaviour or knowing right from wrong or decision making, they're not working very well. So we do tend to take risks when we are stressed. And also after we're stressed, I often find that we do things like get engaged, have a baby, get married, that sometimes those knee-jerk impulse behaviours happen after we've had a a big row or had a not great time. So, you know, it's taking risks, and how do you take those safely, especially if you're someone who needs a bit of an adrenaline buzz, how do you do that safely so that it's fulfilling you? And then we have pushing boundaries, pushing what are your boundaries? Do you have boundaries, personal boundaries, and boundaries for your family and for your children? And how do you maintain those? How do you know when it's time, if you're a parent, if you're a parent, how do you know when it's time to sort of loosen off those boundaries a bit? You know, are they ready for you to be a little bit more relaxed about them, or is it time to bring them back in again? How do you do that with yourself? Do you find that you've got someone that keeps pushing your boundaries and you think, how do I manage this? So we're going to be talking about that. And that brings us to the next subject, because confidence and self-esteem. So when you feel confident about yourself, you will feel much more confident, comfortable having boundaries. Often people who aren't feeling great about themselves don't have boundaries, and then it's a knock-on effect. You don't feel great about yourself, so somebody takes advantage of you by pushing your boundaries, and then it's a roll-on effect. So, you know, confidence and self-esteem, what does that mean? What does that look like? You know, what parts do you do well, and what parts do you need some strengthening in? So that's the next subject. So that's week four of our life program, quite a full week, and it also is starting to really look quite deeply at ourselves. It's looking at our social connections, etc. So week five, we look at gratitude and forgiveness. So this is when we can start, or we can either write a letter to someone, we don't have to give it, or speech to text letter, or we really start looking at, is there someone that I need to forgive? Do I need to forgive myself? And how do I do that? Because having someone that you need to forgive, if you don't do that, you're stuck. That sticks. That keeps you stuck. So we look at forgiveness, and then we look at gratitude and the advantages of gratitude. What am I grateful for? And how can I tell people that I'm grateful, or how do I tell myself that I'm grateful for things that I do? And so forgiveness and gratefulness. And then we go into symbolic release. So, you know, if there's things that we are stuck with, how can we get rid of those? Are there ways that we can symbolically get rid of them if they're stuck as a thought? You know, if the action has happened years ago, how do I get rid of them as a thought now? So we look at that. And the last one on that week is the plan, the what ifs. That's a big one. It's called planning the what ifs. So it's more like planning a safety plan around what happens when I start feeling a bit spirally again, or that person starts really getting at me again, or, you know, those sorts of things. What do I do, and how do I maintain what I've managed to get? And what do I do if? So it's, you know, I don't like making people do, acting things out, so to speak. And we won't be doing that, because a lot of people don't like doing that. It's valuable in some settings, but not in others. But we will look at, you know, what if this happens, and how will I manage that? So that's week five. And then week six, this is when we start rounding it all together. This is when we start sort of seeing the whole picture and visiting what we've done, really talking over maybe some of the things that we've done that we want to develop a little stronger, and things that we have done that we want to perhaps minimise and see what has worked for us, practice after practice. So revisiting our goals. So as I said before, we will do 1 week goals and 6 week goals. So we will have had 6 week goals to work on and seeing how they're going and where we're at with those. Look at our wants versus our needs. So if you want something, it is very different than what if you need it. So this can be great for budgets when you're working on money. You know, you go to buy something and say, do I just want this or do I actually need this? But it's also the same with, you know, thoughts that go into your head. Do you want that thought in my head? Do I need that in my head? Or, you know, looking at social media or a movie or, you know, if you're going to visit someone, you're thinking, you know, that you're going to feel negative when you come out of there. Do I need to visit that person? You know, so looking at your wants and your needs. And then we're going to look at I call it Donna's 10 decision-making help. And I have talked about these in one of my previous shows. So I have created 10 decision-making useful tips. And so they will help you if you have some big decisions to make or even little decisions, so that you can move forward with decisions in a safe manner when you know that they are considered and thought through and rational and safe and not impulsive and all of those sorts of things. Then it is, how do I maintain this? How do I maintain the changes that I've done over the last 6 weeks? And I've run this workshop many, many, many times, and I can assure you, you will find a change. There will be a change. And there is something about this workshop that supports and creates change. So how do I maintain those good changes? What are the things that have worked for me, and what are the things that haven't worked? And how do I strengthen those things? We also look at stress management. What are the things that I do to help me with my stress management? Because all of those wonderful active things that you want to do are great, but if you put stress on yourself, then you're going to forget all of those things that you've learned, and they're just not going to mean anything for you. So that is the life workshop that I will be running. Let's have a little song and then we can talk about the end of the show. So just bear with. You're always bear with. I have no idea what I'm playing, but we'll see what comes up, shall we? And silence, of course. The song is The Sound of Silence. How's that? Is it playing? There it is. Yes, there it is. Yay! Enjoy.
Send me flowers if you fucked up in my dreams. I used to make you laugh with all the silly shit I did. Now you roll your eyes and walk away and shake your head. When the spark has gone and the candles are out and the song is done and there's no more sound, whispers turn to yelling and I'm thinking, when I think of how it was, now it's sweet and new and we just couldn't get enough. Shower, it reminds me you done dressed me with your eyes. Now you never touch me and you tell me that you're tired. You know I get so sad when it all
sorry about that. I stopped that song because it sounded very low and depressing. And I don't want that on my show. So I stopped it. I am in control. Anyway, it's Donna here from Mutawaru Development again on Arrow FM, and I am talking today about our life workshop that we will be running this term. I have run through the 6 weeks and what you'll be learning, what you'll be doing, and what you'll be activities in a very broad sense, obviously. So I can't tell you everything because it would be, then the workshop would be out there, not at our centre. So, yeah, if you are sitting at home and you think, I just don't know how to move forward, I feel stuck, I want to see a better world, I want to be a better person, I want to move forward, then you can make contact. And if you're parenting and you want to help make things better for your family, make contact. We will support you in any way possible. And one of the things I thought I would talk a bit about at the end of the show was, if you find that some of these things I've talked about, or I have triggered something, or if it's really started to make you think about your life and you are struggling and you do feel you need some professional help, do get it. Because us professionals out there, we just want to help. We just want to see you do better in our own way. And in our own way means that we all do different sorts of training and we have different ways of doing it. So there are face-to-face counsellors out there. There are people that do psychosensory therapies, which is more like a touch and tap, and bilateral work, which EMDR and EFT are fantastic, or havening. There are all sorts of cognitive behaviour therapists, or social workers that can support and help you with your practical day-to-day world. So many people out there that just want to help you. So do feel, please feel okay to contact and make contact, whether it be through Facebook, a phone, or website, or just pop in, because we love having visitors as well. 41 Perry Street at the Wairarapa Community Centre, there's some wonderful counsellors and support people there as well. So you also could get some help there. Look, I think that's enough from me today. We have talked about this workshop, and please feel free to let me know. I hope that you are going well. I know that things are tough out there at the moment. We're living in difficult times. And, yeah, just be kind on yourself. Be gentle on yourself. Be gentle on others. And go forth. Enjoy the rest of your day. Bye for now from Donna.